Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Mary.
This is Mary.
Very good, Mary. This is Daniel calling you back from Known Book Writing. Same person that is chatting with you right now in terms of publishing a book of yours.
Yes.
Okay.
So how many ways would this book be exposed? You know, how would it get out there and get advertised?
This is the main thing that I was about to come up on. See, with publishing platforms, what we are just discussing right now on the chat, this would just help you bring your book into life, or maybe just make your book available for the readers who can actually go on Amazon and they can buy it. My question is good that how would readers come to know that there is a new book published online? All right, or how you would be creating this awareness in the market for this book, or how you'll be promoting the book, or how you'll be getting this book to new authors out there is through book marketing services. Now that's a complete different science, all right? It comes with different services and different options, and again, different payments as well in terms of marketing, because marketing works in a manner where it's not a one-day job. It takes at least 3 to 4 months for us to go and bring in impressive results, all right, impressive sales that can actually go ahead and cover what you're actually investing on this. Making
So,
sense?
actually, how much money am I going to actually be expected to pay?
Approximately, or see, I'll give you an idea. All right. Now, book marketing comes with different various options, right? Now, book marketing means creating awareness. You can create awareness through multiple options. One good
Okay,
medium
now wait a minute.
awareness is through.
Okay, you're talking a little bit. You're talking a little bit too fast. Book marketing comes what?
Book marketing means you need to go ahead and create awareness in the market. Now, for
Read
creating
a what?
awareness,
Vernace.
awareness.
Oh, awareness.
Indeed.
Oh, okay.
Indeed, I think I'm saying the same thing. So, yes, to create that awareness in the market, all right. There are multiple options that you can actually choose. One option is that we can go ahead and market this book through social media, all right, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, and bring in reads and bring in sales from there. The second option is that we can create an author website for you, publish it on Google, all right, make your website live on Google, and bring in the, bring your website on the highest ranking on Google. This would automatically bring your book on the top ranking as well because it's going through the same website. And the third medium would be email marketing, and the fourth medium would be SMS marketing. So it completely depends if you want to go ahead with all one of them. So there will be a different cost. It would come with the bundle. But if you're looking at a separate individual marketing platform, let's say Mary says, I just want publishing maybe on, or I just want marketing through social media. So that has a different cost.
So social media would be Facebook, Twitter, and what?
Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay. What our job will be over there to do is to create your pages over there on each platform, write about your book over there, and eventually do posting, all right, on these platforms related to your book. Those postings will be done twice a week, all right. That would include impressive content, eye-catchy banners or post along with it, and it will be shared with multiple people out there. Now, social media has good, has given us good return of investment. It has good options where you can get good number of clients, because in COVID, social media was the only thing that was available. So when we started marketing on social media, we came to know this is an impressive and excellent platform where you can actually market your book, and this comes with a good number of return of investment. That means
And
if
then
you would,
publishing with
yeah. Go ahead.
Google was a second choice.
It's not publishing. It's called SEO. If you go with technical words, it's called SEO. That's search engine optimization, where through your
It's
keyword,
called what?
search engine optimization, SEO.
The search it, yeah.
Okay. I'll go
Search
and type it
engine.
on the chat for you as well, so you can maybe see it while you're actually speaking with me over the phone. All right. So SEO, all right, is also something that people will go ahead and perform, but that will be performed on your website.
Okay, now wait just a minute. You're talking too fast. Okay, then what else did you say? After Google and then?
Mm-hmm. SEO means we would create an author website for you, author website, okay, and bring up the ranking of your website.
And bring up what?
Automatically it would bring up the ranking of your book as well, because that book is published on your website. It will be mentioned on your website.
And then what was number 3 and 4?
Email marketing and SMS marketing.
Email. Email?
Yes.
And
I guess I need to type all this. I guess I need to type all this on the chat as well for you. Let me just do that so you can read it while you're speaking with me over the phone. What are you saying
so
about
every, excuse me?
You were saying something about a better deal. You said, yeah, this seems like a better deal.
Oh, yeah. If you go with Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, is that the lowest option? And then, with Google, the next best? And the email marketing, the next best? Is that how it is?
Let me guide you. See, if you just need us to market the book through one platform, it would, of course, sound cheaper. But if you're going with marketing on all the platforms together, all right, it might sound a bit expensive, but comes with massive sales.
To go with 1, 2, 3, and 4?
Yeah. Yeah, if you go with 1, 2, 3, 4, it comes with massive sales. Yes, you're right.
Massive, M-A-S-S-I-V-E? Massive sales?
Beg your pardon?
What did you say? It comes as massive sales.
Okay, I mean to say massive sales, you mean number of sales. Big number of sales. We're talking about 1,000, 2,000, 10,000 copies to be sold.
Okay. So you said M-A-S-S-I-V-E, massive sales.
Yes, ma'am. You got it. You got it.
All right. So what was number 4 after email
SMS
marketing?
SMS marketing.
Huh?
SMS marketing.
S-M-S.
Put it on the chat for you.
Okay. Let me look back in there. It's gone to sleep. SEO, and what is that? SEO. SMS marketing. Okay, yeah.
Okay. Let me share a package with you just to give you an idea of what comes in it. Okay, give me a moment. Let me just put it on the chat for you. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, now do you see the standard marketing package?
It's $24.99.
That is right.
That is the standard marketing. And that includes, includes the email blast plus 200, plus 2,000 subscribers.
200,000. Yes.
Press release campaign, social media paid campaign, Facebook and Instagram, blog and article marketing, digital library distribution, promotional postcards design, promotional bookmarks design, $2,500. Now, would there be any other costs as we go along?
No. Specifically for the services you're paying, no. You don't need to. All right, but in case if you want to add more services or you want to add the duration of the marketing, then, of course, I'll charge you extra.
Okay, so the duration, so this would be a limited time.
Yes, you got it.
Oh, my goodness. So how, for 90 days, and then it would drop. I paid $2,500 for only 90 days.
And good for 90 days, you're right.
Oh, that's not much at all.
Indeed, indeed. That's the best part. And I do have another one to go and share that with you. If you go with the bundle where you want to add everything, all right, you say you want to do SEO as well, you want to do social media marketing as well, you want to do SMS, email marketing, everything, then you can look at our premium bundle. That would give you more information in terms of, or it would give you more platforms in terms of marketing. Let me put it on the chat again. And this is for?
Is that, okay, let's see. 120 days. Now, after that time, then the book just goes dead, it's underground.
No, it's not like that. See, if a person is doing marketing for you, you won't see results coming in on the first day. All right, and that's the best part.
Yeah.
Because when we would pause the marketing after 3 months, it won't pause the sales right away too. You would still see few sales coming in, but there won't be massive sales. There won't be number of sales, all right? There would be, few sales that would still step in after the marketing is paused. And if your book content is good and if your readers are liking what they have read in your book, so of course they would do word-to-mouth marketing. That means they would refer different readers to the book. So eventually you would see sales coming in from different readers as well who would actually come to you from different authors who have actually read the book. Like, for example, if I like a book, I'm an author myself, right? So I have the people that are around me that are working with me, all are authors, okay? 250 people in the company are authors. Now, if I like a book, I normally go and do the same thing that I refer this book or a specific book to my agent or to a person who's sitting next to me, right? And the same thing my colleague does to me, that if she or he likes the book, they actually refer the book to me. And then I go and purchase the book, and then I read it too. So same way, this is a process, all right? If people would like what you have written, if they are liking what they have read, so of course they would go ahead and, promote the book and let others read it too. So you would see multiple sales coming in from there as well.
Okay, so when the book is published, would I get any of the books at home?
You can. If you want, you can. Yes. Amazon, where we are publishing the book on, Barnes & Noble, and CreateSpace, they all work with print-on-demand option. That means if any client comes online, or maybe it's you who wants some copies, and you can go online on Amazon, you can order a few copies from there. Amazon will print it and will deliver it at your doorsteps. For you, the benefit would be that you're the author of the book, so 70% of that money will travel back to you again. And 30% will be deducted from Amazon for printing and shipping, which I guess is not a bad cost at all. So you can order as many copies.
Well, now, is that the same for the others?
No, not for the others. For the others, let's say, for example, I'm a reader. I'm ordering your book. So I will pay the complete cost of what is requested for the book. For example, if you keep $10 as a cost for an ebook, all right, for this one, so I will pay that complete $10, all right? But since you're the author of the book, if you order from Amazon, you would pay $10 too. But eventually $7 will come back to you because you're the author. You're getting your royalties from Amazon.
So would that be what I should charge for the book, or would that be my decision?
We would help you set up. Yes, we would help you set up the price. What will be a good price for this book? You're correct.
According to marketing
analysis, according to the genre of the book, according to the page count, according to the cover that you have designed, according to everything, Amazon will give us a price range that this book, for example, may cost something between $14 and maybe between $29. All right, then you would have option to choose the best cost that you would like to keep for this book. With us, all right, since we are a professional firm over here, so we will go ahead and give you multiple options or multiple costs that you can go ahead and keep for this book that will be justifying the cost for this book. All right, that will put you
okay.
in profits
so
as well.
Yeah,
and we'll
now,
put.
So I would pay Amazon and pay your company too?
Why would you pay to Amazon? They will pay you
okay,
if you
so
sell,
Am-
if
I mean,
your
Amazon,
book sells.
Amazon would keep so much money out of that, say, like $10. They would keep $3?
Yep.
And then would there be a percentage that your
it?
Company would...
No. We do not keep any sales
okay.
percentage. We do not keep any percentage out of your royalties. We just charge you...
What
one
is
time.
Your company name?
One-time fee upfront for the services. The name of the firm is Content Hub LLC.
C-O-N-T-E-N-L?
No. Content Hub LLC. Let me write that for you on the chat.
Okay. I'm seeing on the screen here, it looks like C-O-N-T-E-N and a big feather, and I'm assuming that might be an L. Oh, Content. Okay. Or Content Hub LLC. All right.
Yes. The best part is that if you go for a publishing and marketing bundle together, instead of 30%, your discounts will automatically shoot up to
50%. 50% if bundle.
Marketing plus publishing.
Okay. All right. Now, what's the figure on that?
Like, can you tell me which option you think is looking much more best for the marketing, the basic one or the premium one?
Well, if we're talking about the premium one, that is the bundle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, and that would be for 120 days.
120 days, right.
And what would the cost of that be?
It's mentioned with the package.
I'm sorry, what?
It's mentioned on the with the package.
$6,500.
Yeah, but did you see one thing? All right, there are additional services mentioned in the premium package comparatively to the standard.
If I went with the basic and then the book was doing well, could I go back and switch to the...
you can upgrade. Yeah.
Premium bundle.
Sure you can. Yeah, you can start with basic standard marketing and upgrade it later on the road. No problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think I would have to do that.
Okay, so let's say if we look at, no problem. That sounds good too. All right, I have no problem. We can go that way too. So if you look at 2,500 plus 999 for publishing, so the cost goes.
Okay, wait a minute.
Wait
just a minute. You said.
Yep.
You said 2,500 plus 999.
Publishing is different. Marketing is a different science. It's completely different.
Oh, so the price, it's $2,500 is not all that that it would cost me.
$2,500 is for the marketing. That means you don't have to pay anything additional for the marketing if you go with basic, all right, with the standard, all right. There's nothing additional you have to pay on top of this for the same services.
And for publishing, there's an additional cost.
Yes, you got it now.
Ooh.
But there's a discount. You forgot that?
Okay, so that $999 for publishing. And are both the marketing and publishing 30% off?
Yes, that is what I'm trying to tell you.
Both?
Yes.
Okay, so both is 30% off?
Yes. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So eventually, marketing, let me type it in the chat. With the discounted coupon, marketing, or let me mention the name, standard marketing goes down to $17.50, and publishing drops down to $5.99. So this way, your total payable would be,
well, that was $24.49. Okay, that's right. And that would be for nine. And now, is that all? There's no other costs in it that I'm going to be surprised with, is there?
No surprises from our side. No surprises from our side. And no, you don't have to pay anything additional for the same services. Now, tomorrow, if you tell me, Daniel, I want to upgrade, I want to go for premium, so of course I'll charge you extra.
Yeah. Okay, so I think I'm going to try. So, all right, this would be, okay, drops down, and then for everything we spoke about. So, okay. For everything we spoke about, instead of $3,500. Oh, okay. So that was the price without. Yeah, it was the $3,500.
Regular. If you go with regular publishing separately, and then marketing maybe after 2 months or maybe after a week or so, it would cost you regular. So regularly, if you apply for that, it would cost you $3,500. But if you apply today for both together, it goes down to $23.49.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I will have to do that.
So you don't have to pay $3,500, technically. Have to pay $3,500 then.
So it would be $23.49.
Yes. That includes publishing, formatting, making your book available in ebook, paperback, hardcover, make your book available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Google Books, create awareness in the market through social media marketing, through email marketing, through promotional postcard designs that will be distributed to new authors out there who would buy your book, okay, and through blogs and article marketing. So this all will be covered, and at least 90 days promotion will be covered in this.
Okay.
So for the next 90 days, you don't have to pay anything to us. But in case, if you come up with something different or there's anything additional required or you're coming up with something additional, then I'll ask you to pay for it. But from our side, there is no ongoing charges. There is no hidden charges whatsoever on this cost.
Uh-huh. So I'm not going to be charged from anybody else out there anywhere.
There you go.
I will not.
For the same things, yes. For the same thing, yes. You don't have to pay anything additional again.
If to anybody else.
Indeed.
Okay. Well, I do want to get the book published. I think it's a very good book, and a lot of adults and older children would enjoy it. Because it's actually, I'm doing this as fiction.
Mm-hmm.
But so much, and it's written in colloquial dialogue. The dialogue is colloquial for the Appalachian Mountains back in the 1940s, before, during, and after World War II.
I read that,
the
yes.
Lifestyle. Okay. And the name of the book is Appalachian Mountains Childhood Memories.
Okay, let me save that for you. Appalachian Mountains Childhood Memories, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, I'll put it up over here right now because I'll have to add it in your contract. Okay. Perfect. This seems great. I mean, this is something that we would love to go ahead and work on. all right, fix this for you, proofread this for you, format this for you, and eventually help this publish it for you. So we'd love to go and assist you on this. And I'm sure once you would speak with my team, they would give you the same vibes, that they are quite motivated to go and work on this book.
Okay, there are no pictures.
Fantastic, fantastic. Do you have a book cover designed for this book, or do you need help with creating?
No, I was thinking like Appalachian Mountains, and then in smaller print, Childhood Memories. And I don't know, possibly, would it be like a picture on the front cover of a little girl?
That's a nice idea. That is a nice idea.
Maybe, yeah, because it's, you know, from a little girl's point of view, how she viewed life. She was a very observing little girl and watched so much in the book is actual true dialogue and true happenings. But, you know, names have been changed and towns and communities have changed the names. And I am writing it as fiction.
No issues. That's fantastic. Thank you very much. You updated this, and I will make sure of keeping and updating the genre while we are actually publishing this book. So, yes, thank you very much. You actually updated on this. Now, I think we are completely good to go on this. Let me just go ahead and see if I can get the 30% discount for you. I'll just lock it up for you, and I guess we will be all ready to get the ball rolling.
Yes.
Fantastic. Do you have any questions for me so far? Anything I'm not making sense? Anything you want to ask me?
Well, I am sure that I will have questions, you know, as I go along. But
no
I'm
worries
like
about
at ground
it.
Zero. My
no worries
cousins,
about it.
You know, cousins are authors, and one of us has written about 5 books. And the one cousin suggested that I self-publish. So that's what I was trying to do. And there's, you know, it's like, I don't know how to format the front. It shouldn't there be a title page, you know, with all the different short stories. It's not chapters. There's 56 short stories. And
okay, and they are compiled. And they're compiled in one book.
Yes.
Okay. Impressive.
So
impressive.
It's not, you know, chapter one, chapter two. It's just one story follows another short story.
I got this noted. I got this noted. So roughly how many pages are we looking at?
Well, typed pages, I have 132. But, you know, when I'm looking at books I'm reading, you know, that is like a 5x7 book, paperback, there's about 1.5 times the characters on a page that I've typed as there are on a page in the book. So I'm thinking there would be like, now whether it's dialogue, I've double spaced.
Okay. That's impressive. So I guess it would go up to 190, 200 pages max.
Yeah, right at that.
Maximum. Okay. No problem, Mary. This is completely on our shoulders, and we would love to go ahead and format this for you in a professional publishing format so that every publication house can accept this book out there, and we would give you a copy for that too. And eventually, once it's done, it will be up online on Amazon. Now, before that, what I'll do for you is I'll speak with my team and see if there are any other tactics that we can perform for you. All right. For example, maybe we can shoot up a video teaser for this book that would go online, or maybe a video or something like that. So I'll speak up with my team on this. If anything such will be required, they would keep in touch with you, and they will keep you posted so that if you want to actually choose that service, you can go for that as well.
Okay. Well, then would there be an extra charge for that?
That depends on you, if you want to avail it or not.
Oh, okay. I don't want to put a lot of money in this till I see if it's going to go over, how well it's going to do. And if it does well, then I do want to promote the book as much as I can.
Fantastic.
And I would be willing to invest more in it.
I eventually prefer the same thing, Mary, that instead of putting in big money and, you know, starting big, it's much more better to start with basics see the results first, see what your readers have to say about this book. All right, see some reviews about this book first. And once you see positive reviews, which I'm sure you
well,
would.
Yes, already, because some friends will ask me, have you been writing anything else? I said, yes, I've got some more stories. Read them to me. And I would. I say, okay, I'll read them to you so I can get an idea or some criticism. And people laugh. Or it's just a lot in that. A lot of comedy in it, too. And
well,
they're like, no, I don't see anything wrong with it. I love your stories.
Well, at a point now, you're actually making me excited, too, that I should read this story as soon as it comes in.
Oh, yes. I think anyone would. And woven through it is through the life of back in the 40s in the Appalachian Mountains. A lot of people were very religious. And woven through the book is their beliefs and their values. And then there's also... as life is lived, there's like babies born out of wedlock. There's affairs.
So
it covers life, all aspects of life, and there is a lot of comedy in it. And then there's things that happen that is sad. So it just anyone who grew up in a rural area. Would thoroughly enjoy and can identify with so much of the lifestyle.
I can see where you're coming from. Actually, keep this as a secret, all right? I actually want to read this book and from my point of view and give you my feedback, my thoughts as well. What do I think about this book? So let it be.
Great.
Keep it out of curiosity for me.
Great. Thank you.
No problem, ma'am. So, by the way, I have just got a message from my manager, all right? I've got good news for you. All right, the good news is that I've spoken to the manager, and we still have a 30% discounted coupon available for you. So if you actually want to get it
Wonderful.
Started now, again, as per the committed time, we would go ahead and do 90 days marketing for you, and we would cover that for you in only $23.49. So I'm completely ready to get the ball rolling. Now, you tell me, the ball is in your court.
Okay, what I wanted to know is, how do you want the manuscript? You want this in the hard copy? I have
Let me tell you.
The pages.
Can you email it to us? You know how to email it to us?
Yes, that many pages, 132 pages.
Yep. Send us everything in an email. I'll actually guide you, all right? Step number one is to complete your order process. Step number two is to connect you with your writing team, your team that will be taking care of the marketing for you. So I'll connect you with them, and then you can send us everything in an email, compile your book together, and send it to us. We would review that. We would tell you what is right in it, what is wrong in it, and if everything looks up to the mark, we'll start with formatting, and we'll go ahead and get this book ready for publishing.
Okay.
Okay, and take it from there. So don't worry about it. My team will give you a feedback before they do anything. They will give you a feedback of how they seem this book looks like. And eventually me, myself, I will be reading this book personally too, and I'll give you my feedback too. My thoughts as well, what do I think
great.
About this book? Because you have made me excited.
So,
I'm quite sure this is a great book ahead.
The ones who have... I've read some of the little short stories, and they really like them. So I'm thinking, and then I do too. You write, and then you go back and read it 2 or 3 weeks later, and if you still like it, it's probably good material.
Yeah.
Because I did take classes in freelance writing, and I've written stuff before.
Oh,
nothing ever.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm pretty confident in it, so I do want to get it published.
Fantastic, Mary.
So
we're on the same page. I guess we can go and get the ball rolling for this. So first of all, give me a complete name. How do you spell your first name, your last name? Can you type it on the chat for me very quickly?
Okay. The way I have in my book is Mary.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Okay. Mary Creech Johnson. Okay.
That's correct.
Let me put it up over here. Your email address that I have on the file would be, hold on. Would be MaryNJRainbow7@att.net, right?
That's it, yes.
Okay, and then you have your phone number as 937-426-7946. Okay, fantastic.
Yes.
So, Mary, I do have your basic information now, and I guess we are all ready for the step number one, that is to complete the order process. Now, to complete the order process, we normally accept the payments through a debit or credit card, Visa, Master, American Express, or Discover. So which card would you like to use for the payments for this book?
Okay. Now, I will pay with a Visa. Now, will you send me something in my email to confirm all this?
Yeah. You would, as soon as we complete the order process, I can deliver you a signed agreement from our side that would state the list of services we are purchasing and all your rights to the book, all right? For example, you're the author of the book, all right? We don't keep any sales and royalties on the book. You own the complete authorship of the book. You own complete sales of the book. You own all the rights of the book. So everything will be mentioned in an agreement that I will go and get it signed from our side, and we'll have it emailed over to you as soon as we complete the order process.
Okay.
For now, if you just want something, it would sound like more like an email, all right? So if you can just allow me or give me 5 minutes of your trust and we can get this going, so I can deliver you an agreement in writing signed from our side, a complete document with what you're actually purchasing with the paid invoice. And I will be with you over here. I'm not running until I don't give you the confirmations.
Okay.
Okay. Fantastic. So in order for the process, to complete the order process, you said you would like to use a Visa card. So how would you like to make payments? Shall I give you a payment link, secure payment link on the chat? Or I recommend to collect your card numbers and have it processed from my billing department. What do you think?
Make payments, did you say?
Mm-hmm.
I'll make one payment.
No. I'm saying that, do you want me to collect your card details and give it to my finance to process it, or do you want to do it at your own end through a secure payment link?
No, I can give the information to you.
Over the phone. I prefer the same thing. How old are you, Mary?
Oh, 82.
I was expecting that. I don't know why I had a feeling you're around 83, 85, because you sound like my grandma. And she's 85 too.
Yeah, I'm 82, and nobody thinks I am. And
No, you're not. I mean, you don't sound 82 over the phone.
Yeah, I thought people tell me. And my doctor always tells me that I'm in excellent health and all this. Just taking care of me, living a good life. And
impressive.
It's just paying off.
Okay.
Yeah, but all right.
May God give you long life, and I wish that you cross at least 200 at your end. So, okay, fantastic. So if you have your Visa card handy with you, shall I ask you, can I grab your details? Would that be okay?
Yes.
Okay, so first thing I would need is the name on your card. How do you have your name appearing on the front of your card?
Mary E. Johnson.
Okay. Mary C. Johnson. C for church.
No,
right?
E as in apple.
Oh, E. I'm sorry. Okay. And then I would need the expiration date on the card. When does your card expire?
12/25.
Okay. Then I would need your card numbers from left to right.
4147.
Mm-hmm.
2024.
Mm-hmm.
7125.
Mm-hmm.
4282.
Okay. Let me repeat the numbers for you again. It's 4147 2024 7125-4282. Would that be right?
That's correct. Yes.
And the expiration date you said is December 2025.
Yes.
Okay, and the last thing I would need off your card would be the 3-digit on the back side of your card.
144.
144. Okay. Now, Mary, to make sure you're the primary card holder, all right, you hold this card under your name. Please verify me your zip code, which is associated with this card in the bank.
45434.
45434. Okay. Let me go ahead and just confirm this right away for you. Hold on. So you're in Ohio, by the way, right?
Yes.
Okay. Green Country, County, Ohio.
Green County.
Green County, Ohio. That's not it. Okay, Mary. So let me go ahead and request my billing department to process the fee. And it will take quick 5 minutes for me to go and do that. So do you prefer staying over the phone for the next 5 minutes, or can I just call you back in 5 minutes? Whichever you're okay with.
I can stay on the line. I'm going to go and get a cup of coffee. Where are you located?
No problem. We are located in NYC, New York City.
Oh.
Have you been here?
Okay. Oh, yeah. My husband drove a diesel truck when he was alive. We were in business.
Oh.
And I've been in about all the states.
Oh, nice.
In the country.
So you have been traveling around the U.S. in different states. Nice. Impressive. I'm going to do
yes,
that.
Yes, and then.
But you need a lot of money for that, I guess.
Well, traveling in the diesel truck, you know, he was working. So we saw a lot of things and didn't cost anything extra. But since he passed away about 21 years ago, and I retired twice, and I'm still working on public jobs. And I travel. I would take these tour bus trips. So I've just, in the last 21 years, I've traveled a lot.
That makes sense. That's okay. So take your time. You want to have a glass of water or maybe grab a glass of tea. Let me go ahead and put you on hold for a quick 2 minutes and process the fee, and I'll give you a confirmation right away. Okay?
Wonderful. All right, thanks.
Stay by your phone. No problem, ma'am. Stay on your phone. I'm not ending the call. I'm just putting you on hold.
Okay.
Okay, stay by your phone. Thank you. Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you for holding, Mary. Are you still with me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Mary, it seems your card got declined. And the reason that is showing up over here is that your bank might have to go and confirm the payment before it actually goes through. So what you'll have to do for me is you'll have to do a bit hectic. You'll have to call your bank right now and tell them that, you know, you're trying to make a payment of $23.49 and just allow the payment. And as soon as you do that, in about a minute or so, I'll have to try again and it will go through.
Oh, okay.
So can you just call up your bank? Can end the phone call. You can call up your bank and tell me if they can let it go through. I'll try it again. Okay?
Okay. So what was it? They are not sure that it's a legitimate charge.
Yes, they will have to confirm that. They will confirm that if you're paying with your authorization, there's no mispayments that are going on, or someone is not trying to charge your card without your authorization. So they want to confirm that. They will ask the fee as well, how much they're charging. So it's $2,349. You can confirm that.
And that is to Content Hub?
LLT. That is right. The merchant would be appearing as Logitonics, but the company's name is Content Hub LLT. You're right.
Okay, so the bank is going to be seeing what?
The bank might have texted you already. All right, if you end the phone call, you might have received a text already that if you are the person trying to make the payment, you're the cardholder, reply with yes. So you just reply with yes, it would go through. If there is no text, then you'll have to call your bank.
Uh-huh. Okay, I don't see a text yet. Okay, so I'm going to tell the bank that there is a legitimate charge to Content Hub LLC.
Yes. Can you let it go through?
Okay.
And they will let it go through, and we will recharge it again. It will go through. We'll try it again, and
okay.
It will go through.
Okay. Should I call you back then?
Yeah, you can call me back, or I'm on the chat with you anyhow, on the same live chat. I'm there with you anyhow.
Oh, okay.
I'm connected.
Mm-hmm. All right. I will call the bank.
No problem. I'm waiting. Thank you, Mary. Speak to you soon again.
Uh-huh. All right.
Bye-bye.